Let's start with some of the issues that have been in the news lately, and I'd love to hear your reaction to some of these. First of all, of course, President Trump's trade policy and the tariffs that he's imposed. A lot of Tennesseans expressing concern about that. So just curious what your take is on his approach so far.
We are very concerned about the tariffs and continue to talk to those that would be affected by steel or aluminum tariffs or our farmers, in constant contact with our farm community. Also those that are working in the chemical industry, things of that nature. The goal is this. We want to make certain that bad actors are punished and that the American worker and the American consumer are not going to see any adverse impact. We also know that there has been a request for exemption filed on 18,000 different products or by companies, and we continue to work with Department of Commerce, with the Trade Rep's Office, with the administration, to see exactly what is going to happen with those exemptions.
Yeah. All right. The issue of immigration, obviously, has been very much in the news and been very divisive for many years now. So just curious, if you managed to get Tennessee's junior Senate seat, what solutions you might be able to offer to get us headed in some direction in that regard.
What Tennesseans want to see is support for building the wall on the southern border, securing that southern border, ending sanctuary city policies, ending chain migration, and the visa lottery system. They want to make certain that this is done with no amnesty.
Yeah. Other than the wall, are you in favor of some of the solutions that are being offered in Congress? Some being debated right now in the House, I understand.
They are being debated in the House, and solving this problem is important. Chairman Goodlatte and the House version of the bill puts forward the funds that are necessary to secure that southern border while addressing the issues around Dreamers.
Yeah. We just have a couple minutes, so forgive me for jumping topic to topic so quickly, but going to move on to health care. State of Texas, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with their lawsuit and kind of the change of direction from the Department of Justice. Wanted to ask you to weigh in on that with regard to the pre-existing condition mandates in Obamacare and how you see that impacting Tennesseans if it goes away.
There are two provisions that have tremendous support from the Affordable Care Act, and that those were Republican positions, providing coverage for pre-existing conditions and to allow older children to stay on health insurance. Now, the Affordable Care Act needs to be repealed. This is something that has driven up the cost of health insurance and has made it impossible for many to get health insurance. My goal is to make certain that all Tennesseans have access to affordable health care.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you a chance to talk about new initiatives for a couple of minutes. I'm curious, should you win that Senate seat, what kinds of things, new things, would you like to try to accomplish for Tennessee in the Senate?
Tennesseans tell me that they want to see more tax cuts because tax cuts are working well in Tennessee. They tell me that they want more conservative federal judges and Supreme Court justices. They want to make certain that the president's policy of building the wall on the southern border and securing that border is realized. These are things that Tennesseans every day are talking about. They also talk about they want to make certain that we repeal the Affordable Care Act and get the cost of health insurance down.
Yeah. A lot of those are topics and issues that you've certainly made your views on well-known over the last couple of years. Anything new, any type of new initiative that that you'd like to put forward, something that you've had on your wish list perhaps for a while?
Yes, one of the things we're working on right now is making certain that we expand broadband into rural areas so that they have the opportunity to have a 21st century internet for a 21st century economy, 21st century healthcare, 21st century education. This is something that we are pushing forward in our state. I've been pleased to lead this initiative. Even yesterday, we moved forward two problem-solving pieces of legislation, one addressing precision health, agriculture, precision agriculture, and another, Mike, that is addressing access to broadband to make certain that our rural and underserved areas are going to be the first in the queue to receive those federal grants.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right. Okay, so clearly the political, cultural environment in the U.S. the last few years has been difficult, to say the least. I'm curious how you feel about the tension that we've felt over the last couple of years. And, you know, if you can put forward any ideas that might help the nation begin to heal some of those fractures and divisions.
I've got a strong record in Congress and indeed have been recognized for bipartisan leadership when it comes to getting things done. And working in that manner to get things done, to get to President Trump's desk, Tennesseans tell me repeatedly that what they want to see is draining the swamp, returning to a government of, by, and for the people, and allowing Tennesseans to keep more of the money that they earn in their pocket, having less government interference in their life.
Yeah. Can you perhaps share an example of where you've worked across the aisle on a piece of legislation?
Oh, I would love to. Yesterday, I passed forward the establishment for a national suicide hotline. This is something important to parents and to really a lot of college students. But this will establish, allow the FCC to establish a national suicide hotline. It will be an N-1-1 like our 911 system that is used. So we look forward to getting that to the president's desk soon. Also, Congressman Patrick Kennedy and I worked together, and we've created a new class of medical device for over-the-counter hearing aids so that those that have hearing loss will be able to go to the pharmacy and buy a hearing aid for low to moderate hearing loss and not have to spend several thousand dollars, but be able to spend maybe a couple of $100. I also worked on an issue pertaining to online ticket sales. And this is, it was called the BOTS Act, and Senator Schumer was the lead on this in the Senate, and we were able to get that signed into law. Another one was the 21st Century Cures legislation, and in that, the Children Count legislation that allows that children to be able to participate in clinical trials. And a second piece that was bipartisan in that was the Software Act. This put in place a definition of healthcare technology. This is instrumental to home healthcare and rural healthcare and utilization of the mHealth or electronic health apps that are on phones and iPads. And this will give the opportunity for more telemedicine, rural healthcare, home health monitoring, and we were pleased that that bipartisan legislation was also signed into law and now is being implemented.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, as an old radio dog who has a serious hearing loss after all these years with headphones on, I especially appreciate the hearing aid help. So thanks for that.
We're really excited about that one. I'll be sure when they issue the guidance on that that we get you the info on it. That was a great piece of legislation to work on and to follow through with creating that category of medical device. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen is with eyeglasses, with readers, so many people are able now to use readers and they don't have to use a magnifying glass. And won't it be wonderful that people can go to the pharmacy and get a hearing aid that they'll be able to use and spend a couple hundred dollars and not have to spend a few thousand dollars? So one of the things that have concerned me is that 80% of all people that have hearing loss do not buy the hearing aid because of the cost. And this is something that is reflected with not only our seniors, but also our military veterans. And that was not covered. It's not something that is covered by insurance. And so I've got to tell you, Mike, this was a way to solve a problem. And we were so pleased to do it and to deliver a successful outcome.